Welcome to Knot Work Myth and Storytelling. This is the show where ancestral wisdom meets the modern imagination and our timeless connection to the land itself. Season 7, Episode 4. We are the grandchildren of the Selkies who stayed. This episode is part of our Tourists series. That's the Irish word for journey. These episodes, which are released every other week, are available to my paid Substack subscribers. If you're hearing this right now, thank you so much for your support. You might just be hearing a quick preview. And in this case, I hope that you will continue the journey with us. Find me over at mythworkers.com to make sure that you hear the entire episode. So here we are. We are the grandchildren of the Selkies who stayed. We find ourselves on the shores of Tírnamán, the island of women. Now, if you remember where we left off last, we have just come from King Bran's court. The Banshee has invited us to her place, to the land of women. And we find ourselves here at the shoreline, the ultimate liminal space, the place where the ocean meets the land. Now this, as I said, is a Tourists, and that means it's an overland journey. You may be more familiar with another word for journeying, Imrab. That's the kind of word that has become something deeply mystical and magical. It feels shamanic in so many ways. But this time, rather than thinking about the great rowing out, that's more of the direct translation of Imrab. We're going on a Tourists, on a journey. And in doing this, we're going to be leaving the ocean behind. How did we get to this island? Again, we haven't lingered upon the journey to get here, but the ocean is still important. And we stand upon the shoreline, that place of neither here nor there, that changes every hour with the tides, 12-hour cycles endlessly shifting the feel of the shore itself. Of course, when we stand in a place like this, the story, the only story we really could tell, is the story of the Selkie. Now, there's a very good chance that you know this particular tale. There's a very good chance that it's the story of the Selkie, of the seal woman, that got you interested in Irish and Celtic mythology in the first place. I want to take us there. I want to tell you a bit of that tale. And then I want to swim deeper and further and see where it might take us. So in the Selkie story as we know it, there is the lonely fisherman walking upon the shore in the moonlight, all full of sorrow and yearning. He walks along and he sees a circle of ocean midnight. He sees little pools of darkness that shine and glint in the moon. He knows what they are. He knows what they are because just in the distance, he can hear the sound of women singing and laughing. He knows who they are. Those women are the Selkies. These pools of ocean midnight, these are their seal skins that they've left behind so that they can celebrate together on the dry land with one another on the full moon night. This lonely fisherman is caught up in awe and wonder and a certain kind of reverence, but the covetous kind. And he lifts one of those silky skins and he tucks it into his own shirt and he carries it home. When he returns the next day, there is one woman alone on the beach weeping. The rest of those pools of midnight have gone and there she is left, bereft, yearning for her sisters of the sea. And this is when the man, the fisherman, says to her, "Sure. Come home with me. I know where your seal skin is. Stay with me for 7 years and I will return it to you." It's a terrible bargain for a woman who's just all of a sudden caught in grief and has just lost everything, right? But she agrees. Out of desperation, maybe there's a look in his eye. Maybe this lonely fisherman once was a lover himself. Maybe he's mourning a wife. Maybe he's the kind of man who is easy to love. She went home with him. She made a home with him. She lived and loved with him, and eventually they had children. 1, 2, 3, 4, however many that might come in 7 years. And though those 7 years were full of love and possibility, with each passing year, she felt herself dry out just a little bit more. She felt her own tide ebbing out, like she was losing out on the most important thing to her, even though she loved her children with her entire heart. Even though it's very possible she loved the man too. But she lost. It was too much to bear. And so it's said that her son, her firstborn, he caught wind of exactly what this evil bargain was. And he found her sealskin, and he told her where it was, because he cared more for his mother's happiness than he did for his need to hold tight to her. He guided her to her sealskin. She took it down to the sea. She slipped it on and slipped beneath the waves. And in some of the stories, her young son went with her. In some of the stories, all of her children went with her. In some, her son was the one who became a Selkie with her, but the daughters, they became stones at the mouth of the harbor. And so she was never heard from anymore, except in all the myths and stories that we still cling to. Now, I love this story, but it troubles me deeply. Down to my very waters, I feel as if it causes a storm. Are you intrigued? Do you want to know what storms are ahead? What healing may come on the other side of these great winds? Then I invite you to visit mythworkers.com. Look for the link in the show notes, and that will take you to my Substack, where if you subscribe on the monthly or yearly basis, you'll receive all of these Tourist episodes, as well as invitations to our regular Mythworkers Hearth gatherings. The next one is coming up June 7th. I hope to see you there, and I thank you for being part of the Knotwork Myth and Storytelling community. Thank you for tuning in to Knotwork Myth and Storytelling. Please subscribe and review the show on your favorite podcast platform, and do share this episode with other lovers of mythology and story. Want more Knotwork in your life? Please consider becoming a paid subscriber to my newsletter, The Mythworker's Hearth, over on Substack. As a paid subscriber, you'll have access to the special new podcast series called Tourists, which takes you even deeper into mythology, landscape, and the creative journey. And yes, that's a new name. You may know my newsletter as Myth is Medicine. It's now The Mythworker's Hearth. Creating this show is a labor of love, and your support will help me continue to craft and share stories throughout this season and beyond. You can find out more about my writing, my book, The Sovereignty Knot, A Woman's Way to Freedom, Power, Love, and Magic, our online writing communities, including the Author's Knot, as well as how to work with me as a writing coach over at my website, marisagowdy.com. Music on the show is by Beth Sweeney and Billy Hardy, a Celtic fiddle and multi-instrumental duo based on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Find out about their music and shows at billyandbeth.com. My own work is inspired and sourced through a connection to my Irish ancestors. Gratefully, I live, write, work, and record this podcast on the ancestral lands of the Lenape, whose name means original people.